Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, January the 16th, and I've got an old friend of mine on today. I haven't seen you for quite a while.
It has been about 6 years, I think we figured out.
Tim Rich, Heart of Missouri United Way. Good to have you on Radio Friends.
Good to be here. I think you're one of the first people that interviewed me when I came to town 28 years ago with Salvation Army.
Yeah.
That's been a long time
ago. My goodness, yeah. Time flies.
It does.
You don't realize how fast the years pass by, but somehow the older you get, the quicker the days and the months and the years pass.
That's absolutely true.
I'm not
liking that.
That's part of it.
Yeah, it is.
But Heart of Missouri United Way, you've gone through some changes with United Way over the past
year. We have.
And you've not had, you've not pleased everybody. There have been some unfavorable comments. Why did this happen?
Well, there are a number of things that are happening. Number one, nationally, what we have seen with the United Way Network is we have some real issues in our communities, and while we do an awful lot to support people in poverty, we are at a place now where we're hitting critical mass with so many people unemployed, so many families struggling, that we've got an entire generation that is going to come up living in poverty. And so we believe we've got to take some actions beyond just supporting to really turn the tide of people living in generational poverty. We've got to figure out how can we build a path out of poverty for the families and especially the children that we serve.
So is this, that was the main reason
That's the main reason.
You were turning your attention more to young people.
Yes.
And not the seniors. And several senior organizations felt a bit miffed and left out.
Certainly. And this, what we ended up with in terms of our agenda had nothing to do with whether or not seniors were important or whether or not the quality of services being provided by agencies that we've funded historically were important. They certainly are. But when you get down to hard data about the need, in Columbia, we have 4% of our seniors living in poverty, and they do need help and they need support. And I encourage people to support the senior agencies. We have 18% of our children 0 to 18 years of age living in poverty right now. 70% of those families are headed by a single parent who is a mother, and that is striking. And then if you look at our public schools, K through 12, 43%, almost one out of two, every two children, doesn't have enough food to eat. And if it weren't for the federal lunch program, they wouldn't eat. And so who feeds them on weekends? How do you change that?
I know.
That's hard.
We touched on that several months ago. It's hard to believe that so many young people don't know where their next meal is coming from.
Right, and they won't be able to tell you. And for me, it's a reality. I came here 28 years ago with Salvation Army, and I've been involved in poverty work most of my career. But we were about 11, 12% poverty rate when I came here in 1984. Today—
Now, you're talking about Columbia.
In Columbia. And mid-Missouri. I mean, it holds pretty much the surrounding counties stick with us in that.
Yeah.
It's a little worse when you get into Cooper County right now. Their free lunch program's at 69% of all students.
Okay. So 20-some-odd years ago, it was what?
About 11, 12%.
Okay.
Today, it is 23%. So when you're walking down the street, at least one out of five, if not one out of four people that you pass, are struggling to keep the lights on, keep shoes on their kids' feet, get medicine, transportation, and have food on the table. And you don't recognize it like you used to. You look on a playground, one out of two kids struggling for food, you can't tell which one of those two kids is hungry. And yet it's there. It's become invisible. And we believe that we cannot afford to lose another generation of kids. The data is certainly there, and all of our decisions have been data-driven. We've had 500 community voices that have played into our making this change. We've had 100 volunteers that have put in over 5,000 hours to research best practices, evidence-based programming. How do we really make a difference long-term and not just provide food for one more day, but how do we change the life and the life track so people can have a future? And that's very important to us, but it was never more real to me personally. And I've got some experience with poverty in my past, both my own family and my parents. We had three of our own kids kill each other in the streets last April, right here in Columbia. And it's like, it's got to be Kansas City-influenced St. Louis gangs. And I talked to the police chief. He said, oh, no, these are our kids. These are kids who are underachieving in school. They've lost hope that they're going to have any kind of a future. They don't have an intact family that is wrapping around and caring for them. And so they're looking for some place that they fit in, and it results in this kind of violence. We cannot afford to lose another generation to this kind of violence because of a lack of hope. And so for us, community impact is about restoring hope and then surrounding. The only way out of poverty, really, if we're honest, is to employ one's personal industry and work your way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody has that opportunity if the jobs are there. What we don't have with our kids is they don't have the tools. If they're dropping out of school, by the time they hit middle school, they don't have a future.
Right, right. You know, Major Kendall Matthews, do you remember him?
Yes, absolutely.
He's not with the Salvation Army here in Columbia anymore. He's in St. Louis now.
Yes.
But Major Matthews had a saying, which I really loved. He said, we're here to give you, not to give a hand out, but to give a hand up. To give
absolutely.
A hand up. And listening to you, I think this is what you are trying to do.
That's exactly right.
With the United Way.
That's exactly right.
You're not doing a handout per se, even though you are helping mm-hmm. people by giving mm-hmm. them something.
Sure.
But you're also giving a hand up, mm-hmm. lifting people up so that they can make it on their own at one point.
And own their success. And, you know, we still have to feed them for a day. We've got to give food to the food bank. We've got to support the Salvation Army shelter for those folks that are in crisis. But that ought to be triage. That ought to be the ambulance. That's where we ought to get a hold of them, meet the immediate need, and then look and say, okay, how can we plug you into the other services that will end up in you standing on your own
feet? And, you know, Tim, people don't want to be in that situation.
No.
People do not want to. And it makes me, personally, it makes me angry when I hear someone say, oh, they're just an old bum. They could get mm-hmm. a job if they want to. A lot of those people are trying to get jobs. Mm-hmm. A lot of those people are trying to make their life better. And they have had one blow after
another. Absolutely. You know, we've got 7,000 people in mid-Missouri right now who are going hungry every night. We've got over 300 people who are homeless. Statistics that just don't seem like this should be Columbia.
And you don't know. There's no guarantee that it can't happen to you or that it can happen mm-hmm. to me. There's no guarantee.
And see, I know that story because I've had a career here most of my life. I got married, met the woman of my dreams, and in about 5 months into that marriage, I ended up losing my job with about 250 other people. There was a cutback and an economic problem. She had a little small business, putting all of her child support money into that. I'd taken on 2 stepchildren, and all of a sudden I find myself out of work for over a year. And I'm pumping out resumes, and I'm networking and all that. And I got to the place where one morning I woke up, and I looked myself in the mirror, and I said, I don't know how I'm going to feed those kids. I knew about the shelter. I knew about the food pantries. I used to run the pantry. I couldn't go down and ask for food. And if it hadn't been for somebody like you, who was a friend of mine, who went and got food and brought it to us, I wouldn't have been able to feed my kids.
If people want to help out with United Way, what can they do?
You can visit our website at uwheartmo.org. or call our office at 573-443-4523 and get involved or volunteer. Go to a local agency. If you're passionate about seniors, go there. If you're passionate about kids, let us help you get connected.
Okay.
But
Thank you, Tim. Let's
make a difference.
Please come back again.
I'll do it.
And give Kanani Mei our aloha.
I'll do that.
All right.
Thank
our
you,
program
Paul.
Directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Eric Stazak. Our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.